I can't improve upon what my colleague Mora said, but the reason we wanted to come here together is to really underline the fact that there is no space between the political and the technical and the programmatic. You often refer to us as the donors, as if we are there just to give and to offer you support, financial, material, diplomatic, and that is part of our role. But we would really invite for you to think of us more as your partners. And as partners, very often one gives and then the other gives. And in terms of for the political side, we absolutely recognize the importance of us to be able to help to really make this constitutional process a central political imperative and priority for Somalia. You are going to be functioning from Djibouti, as you announced, as an operational base. But in addition to resilience, as Mora mentioned, I think that Somalis are also some of the most creative and enterprising people as well. So we challenge you to come up with innovative ways so that you can engage directly with the Somali people. You need to engage all Somalis so that they too feel excited about this process, so that they too can feel like this constitution reflects who they are. Mark Bowden alluded to some of the similarities between Somalia and the United States. And I would like to just make the point that the United States Constitution, when it was drafted, was not at all a perfect document. The U.S. is arguably one of the greatest nations on earth. To Somalia, and the similarity between the United States and Somalia. But when the U.S. Constitution was drafted, and up until really relatively recently, I would not have been able to vote in my own country. As a woman, Mora would not have been able to vote either. There were fundamental issues with the founding document of the United States. It was not perfect. But a constitution must be a living document. Please don't stay in Djibouti until you have the perfect constitution, because it does not exist. Please only work in this capacity until you have a framework, until you have some core principles on paper that all Somalis can start discussing and can start internalizing as their own. So in that process, the U.S., as part of the donor group, stands by your side to support you as a partner. And we look forward to helping you to help Somalis see a better future, to envision a country where their rights are respected. So please, let us know what we can do to help you, to empower you along this process, because it is, in fact, a historical moment, and you need to seize this time. Thank you.
You have been listening to SomaliTalk.com.